Finally today, remember the Charlie Brown Christmas tree? You know, the sad, scraggly one from the animated TV special? Well, there's a giant balsam fir tree in the heart of Montreal, Canada that's been compared to that, and it's not getting any of the love that Charlie Brown's got. New York Times correspondent Ian Austin has been reporting on Montreal's droopy Christmas tree.
It's tall. It's 88 feet high, but it has no top. Just sort of it ends off bluntly. It looks like it was snapped off. It's quite bent and obviously missing a lot of branches despite heroic efforts to nail some of them back on. So the combination of its droopiness and skinniness has led, of course, to the inevitable jokes about erectile dysfunction and whatever else. It's it doesn't look like it's come out of a giant pencil sharpener, as we all like to think Christmas trees should look.
So what happened? I mean, how did the center of Montreal get adorned with this? I mean, it's so sad, this poor, tall, skinny tree.
Well, you know, it was a sort of classic story of overambition and lack of money. There's a tiny company in Montreal. It thought a very good publicity stunt would be to get a bigger, grander tree than the one that adorns the Rockefeller Center every year. And they found a tree, not in Quebec, but in neighboring Ontario, that weighed in at 78 feet. We come to the beginning of November, and the Rockefeller Center tree is announced. And it turns out to be 94 feet.
Wow.
So they kind of put a public call out for people to send them in photos of a big tree. So it was thrown on a truck, which caused many of the branches to now be missing, hauled up with police escort, and plunked down in this monstrously ugly base, unpainted steel. It looks kind of like what an ambitious but poor nation might use for a rocket launcher or something at its equivalent of Cape Canaveral.
So, Ian, and Canada's a heavily forested country. You're Canadian. Isn't it a shame for you not to have the blue ribbon specimen of Christmas tree on display?
I think it might have been okay if these guys hadn't set this absurd benchmark of bettering the Rockefeller Center tree, which is, you know, I guess the king, certainly North America, the king of Christmas trees. I mean, if they had promised from the beginning it was going to be an authentic tree, maybe there would be less mockery of it.
You know, I kind of feel like, you know, from a young age, we're taught to love these forlorn Christmas trees, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Can you learn to love this one?
I don't think this tree is going to get a lot of love, but it's probably much more famous than it would have been if had it been a fine specimen of a Christmas tree.
Well, Ian Austin, even if it's just a pine needle in your living room, Merry Christmas to you and thanks for your time.
Likewise, Merry Christmas, Marco.
Ian Austin is Canada correspondent for the New York Times.